The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, June 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As we continue to ride another COVID wave, some people are testing positive for the coronavirus for 10 days or longer, leading them to ask questions about how long they might be infectious to others and if they need to continue isolating. The answers are unclear because antigen tests could be picking up leftover viral debris, but you can otherwise be free of symptoms. Emily Anthes, science reporter at the New York Times, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going through another COVID wave right now. Obviously, things have changed in a lot of ways. Thankfully, it doesn't seem as bad as other waves that we've gone through in the past, at least with hospitalizations and deaths. But still, people are getting sick. I myself said it the last time. I dodged it for so long. And finally, in this wave is when it caught up to me. It caught up to some of my friends and family. And now we're on the other side of it. But one of the questions that keeps popping up now, as things have been changing so much, is why are we still testing positive after some symptoms have gone, after 10 days of the onset of having those symptoms? And people keep testing and testing, and they're saying, I'm still testing positive. Am I still sick? Am I still contagious? There's a lot of questions swirling around. So, Emily, what do we know about this so far?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to have totally satisfying answers here, but what we do know is that there's enormous variability in how quickly people clear the virus. So a lot of people, in fact, most people, will test positive for 10 days or less. By the time you're 10 days out, most people are no longer testing positive, which is great. But there is definitely a subset of people, and not a tiny percentage, you know, 10% or more, that might test positive for 10, 12, 14 days. And it's not entirely clear why that is. I mean, scientists have some ideas, but some of it probably just comes down to sort of natural variability in the immune system.
Yeah, I myself, when it happened, I think about the seventh day is when I tested negative. Symptoms had already started to subside a couple days right before that. And, you know, that was my personal journey through it. I had some other coworkers who still testing positive after 10 days, but their symptoms were gone after 5 days. And, you know, in a lot of places I know in the workplace, right, it's tough to balance some of that. Sometimes you need people to come in, and CDC guidelines say after 10 days, you're okay to return to work in some cases. So this is why a lot of the questions are swirling. So do we know, right, there were some studies that were done if you're still shedding the virus after these 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely possible. So the thing about at-home antigen tests is people might have heard that these PCR tests might be positive for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks, even after someone's no longer contagious. That's much less likely to be true with the antigen tests. I mean, it's possible for some people they might test positive a little bit longer than they're contagious, but we have reason to think that most people, if you're testing positive on an antigen test, most of the time it's because you still have plenty of virus in your system and might potentially be contagious.
Yeah, I think in one of these small analysis, I think this one was coming from Boston University, the basic kind of rule of thumb seemed like if you're using an antigen test and you test negative, you're probably okay. There's not going to be, I guess they couldn't grow any viral cultures in there. A positive test still wasn't predictive of growing some of these positive cultures. So you could still be positive but not be contagious. And this is where all that confusion kind of comes through.
And the problem is there's no easy way to know which is which or which category you fall in, short of, you know, swabbing your nose, putting it in a petri dish and waiting 3 days. And, you know, most people aren't going to do that. So it's, right. There's not a good way to tell the difference.
And so what do we do from here? I think the big consensus, everybody says, well, you should still be wearing a mask. If you're past your 10 days and you're testing positive, wear the mask. That's the main thing. But then after that, whether you should continue to isolate, all this other stuff, that's where really experts differ on a lot of the stuff. And, you know, when we talk about public health policy, what do we do at that point? That's where a lot of disagreements are happening.
As you just said, I found a lot of disagreement in the experts I was talking to, and part of it's because public health policy is not just about science and isolation. It's also about risks and benefits and what you want to prioritize. I mean, it seems clear that if we want to minimize all transmission as much as possible, that everyone should isolate until they test negative. But the problem is they're competing priorities, right? Like, are you going to keep people out of work for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, kids out of school? And so on the other side, some scientists say, you know, most people after 10 days, those aren't the people who are playing a huge role in propagating this pandemic. And so, you know, if they take precautions like masking, they should be able to sort of ease back into their lives. So there's some disagreement there.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of where, you know, when the public gets involved and there's a lot of fatigue that's been going on in the pandemic, obviously, you know, when you start changing guidelines. And that's one of the things that even happened recently, right, with this, I guess they call it Paxlovid rebound. You know, people that had been taking that antiviral drug Paxlovid, sometimes they were seeing symptoms come back, and then the CDC changed the guidelines and said, okay, well, if this happened, you should isolate for another 5 days. And, you know, that's always been one of the criticisms of the CDC, the constantly changing guidelines. It's tough to manage a pandemic in real time and as people get knowledge, more and more information every day. But, you know, these things tend to complicate when things change.
There's not a simple public health message here. It's nuanced, and people need to take a lot of factors into account, including, you know, their own risk, whether they're around immunocompromised people. Like, there are all sorts of things to consider. There's not really a one-size-fits-all solution.
Well, these questions will keep coming as we continue to go through this wave. Hopefully it starts to taper off and we can get on the other side of it again. Emily Anthes, science reporter at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.